Hello everybody, George here, standing in front of our new washer and dryer. Now today's boo is going to be focused on the washer. I'm going to do a load of laundry. And so I'm going to start this up without further ado, but I will explain. I'm going to go from the right to the left this time just because I've done a few things and they just for one reason or another haven't worked out at previous recordings. So very right of the machine, push button for start, next door to that and up above it is the dial, which is the, you can hear it click as I move it. It's where you set for different cycles. So this is, I'm going to do a normal cycle. And normally this has a lockable lid, but in this case it doesn't lock until it's filled. So I'm going to get that started right away. I push start, there's the water. Now I should explain a little bit about it. Starting at the left of the machine, you've got the water temperature. I did this wrong. No. Left of the machine is the water level. I always seem to get that mixed up. So unfortunately, we're going to have a lot of water in this load because I've inadvertently set it to extra large. And once the load begins, you can't change it. Close the lid. Now, left is level. Next is water temperature. These are two little rotary knobs on the machine. I should explain that this is electronically controlled. But the knobs are very tactile. Not only do they have big rubberized surfaces on them that you grab to hold on to, but they also have a big rubber pointer that points at markings that are actually etched onto the faceplate. That's the same also with that big control knob, which determines what cycle you're on, but you can memorize what... I've memorized which position on the clock both cycles stand for. And they're actually notches that you can feel when you turn them. It's not like the old school machines where the dial used to move around as the cycle went through. If you need to stop a cycle, it actually has a pause in place. So I could stop the fill, for instance, by pushing the stop button, or the pause button in this case. If I wanted to get rid of the cycle, I'd actually have to press and hold for a couple seconds, but I don't, so I'm going to restart. Or continue. So it's going to fill for quite a while, and the procedure on this machine is different from most old school machines. It sounds way different, plus it goes through a little more intricate procedure when washing, which I'll try to give a blow by blow as it's happening. The water fill in here is a bit more dynamic. On the old school machines, when you'd set the temperature of the water, if you selected either extreme, hot or cold, it would simply open that valve. But if you selected something like warm, it would just open both valves. However, this one actually measures the temperature of the water. And if it thinks it's getting too cold, it'll turn off the hot. If it's the other way around, I think it'll turn off the cold. But you can actually hear this cycling back and forth sometimes when filling. Just about done filling, and so I want to catch when it locks the door. That's the loudest sound of the washer. If I've gone upstairs and hear nothing else, I'll definitely hear that door lock and unlock. Okay. Lid's locked. And we begin an agitation of sorts. It's just short little back and forth movements. At least it sounds like that. I have no idea. On the old school machines, you could sort of reach in, but this one, not so much so. I think that's because of the spin cycle. This is our longer agitation. This is going to continue until when it's nearly ready to drain out this wash water. And after that, it'll go back into a shorter agitation and start to drain and go into the spin and so forth, which I'll describe as it happens. Just a thought while this is going. I don't know if I mentioned this in a previous boo, but a lot of these Kenmore washers in the past were made by Inglis. I found out that some time ago Inglis was actually bought out by Whirlpool. Seeing Whirlpool bought them out, took over all their stuff, so you'll see things like Inglis by Whirlpool, and this machine is a Whirlpool. There's a site that I can go on and reference the model number, and when I enter it into the search there, it comes up with, it'll tell you the make of your machine. Yes, it's made by Kenmore, but Kenmore unto themselves doesn't actually make the machines. It's other companies. And of course, Whirlpool is under GE, so if you need parts for this, apparently, you go to GE. Here comes that shorter agitation I was talking about just before the drain cycle. And we're draining. Whilst that's going on, I'll mention that there are, as far as I can see, I had a little peek underneath the machine. There appear to be three different motors on this machine. Haven't figured out exactly what each of them does. I know one of them is the pump because it's connected to a round body with hoses coming out of it, so that would make sense. Then we get the what's effectively the transmission, and then a small belt connecting that to a large motor, which I suspect does most of the actual manual work, moving the clothes either through agitation or spinning, depending on what gear is selected, so to speak. Don't know the intricacies of that, but there's a small motor, I think, that does that, that shifts gears, if you will. And that's on the side of the transmission. It's just a small thing, so I don't think it can do anything to move large volumes. I think, like I say, it just moves it from agitate to spin. We'll hear that happening in a few seconds here once this is finished draining. We'll have a look at some of the intricacies that happen, because it does a few odd little things that struck me quite curious. It's the geek in me. Changing gears. That's the spin function just turning off for a little bit. I think the clothing is just being allowed to sort of drip for a moment into the tub itself. And it might be doing some load sensing now. Some cycles do that right at the beginning, but this one's probably doing it in preparation for the spin. Whilst I was saying that, the drain pump has started again and the water has started. And I believe that the spin cycle engaged just slightly. According to the manual, this is supposed to get rid of suds. Interesting little thing there. The pump stopped, then the water stopped, then the pump restarted. Okay. I'm not sure why that little break happened in the pump. Oh,